Welcome to the Coffee with Curls podcast, a place to have an honest conversation about everyday life while investing the knowledge into our higher selves. Make sure you sip on something good while getting an eargasm full of real. Stay tuned to a brand new episode. Hola gente linda, it is your girl Mimi once again on this mic. Happy Wednesday, happy hump day. There has been so much that has happened since the last time I was on this mic. I figured I'd go ahead and record an episode to give kind of a life update, right? Usually I try to always come back during Virgo season. In full fact, which is around the corner, I cannot wait. And it's also my birthday, which is coming up very soon, September 18th. Just throwing it out there for your knowledge. But life has been lifing. And so, where do I start? Your girl has moved to Atlanta. It's official. I am actually recording this message, this episode from my office in Atlanta, which is insane. So technically, I've only been here a few days. It's been quite a adventure, I gotta say. Getting here just between what I do for work. I travel so much that I was using the time that I had off, which was very minimal, to pack in that time. And as you guys may or may not know, traveling has been a nightmare. Getting delayed, getting flights canceled in places and have to stay an extra day. So that has been challenging when you're trying to move out of state and you get stuck. I think one of the last times I got stuck, I was in Salt Lake City, Utah. And I didn't get home till Saturday, 7:30 at night. So that took off a day of me trying to get things through. So it's just been so many things going on. And I feel like this year has pushed my limits in ways that I was definitely, you don't prepare for or plan for any of that stuff. So I'm just trying to manage it as it comes, right? Just manage it as it comes and really just deal with things head on. And I'm not gonna lie, it's been hard. Sometimes harder than others. And I manage some things and some things I'm struggle with. And that's because I'm human, right? And I just, what I'm learning through the whole process of all of this is to make sure that I show myself grace. Everything's gonna be okay. Everything does work out. Maybe not in the way that you plan, but it does. It always does. And it's always that constant reminder that it will, you know. Let me sip this coffee because your girl needs to be caffeinated right now while recording this. So give me a sec. I'm happy that I live next to a Dunkin' Donuts. Even though I like brought my own coffee too, but I just decided to get me a little Dunkin' in my life. And so where do I start? There's just so much to share, so much to even explain. And we could be here forever, right? But I'm not going to do that. I'm definitely not going to do that. So I feel like ever since like March, it's been nonstop. It's been nonstop for me. And it has. You know, I've been on the go. It was like good things, bad things were happening at the same time, which was insane. So it was like I'm celebrating, but there's something crazy going on or tragic at the same time or challenges or whatever. And it's really shown me what I can manage, you know, and the things of like, I start to like go and be like, F it, this shit's going to work out. I'm just going to, you know, do what I can. That's all you can do, right? Let go of frustrations, let go of things you cannot control. So that's what I've really done. Really just the things I can manage, I will do that. The things I need to change, I will do that. The things that I'm not, I let it go. Just let it go. Just not worth it, right? To spend that energy and that frustration on those things because it just wears you out. And for what? Why have that pent-up energy? I went to, let's see, I went to Mexico, which was fun. I went to this curly hair retreat. This was the second annual year, so I got to have that, a little fun, just have some time downtime, I guess, if you want to say. So that was good. I'm also doing school. I'm still in school, guys. I just, I manage going to school. It's insane, but I do it. That kind of got a little bit back in the back seat a little bit just because when the moving situation started to happen, I'm like, okay, studying, doing what I do as my day to day at my job is very time consuming. I think sometimes people see me traveling and think it's luxury, and it's not. I do work a lot. So now that the whole moving part of it is over, where I'm stable in that aspect, I am back to my school thing. I actually took the exam today, so I'm back in my study mode, and I can't believe that it's August. Like, where did time go? What happened to the whole year? Before you know it, I mean, I see the stores already filled with Halloween things. I'm like, what is going on? Why are we doing this? But needless to say, time is just gonna pass by regardless of what you're doing. So make sure you're being conscious of your time. Another thing that happened during this time that have since the last I talked to you guys, I unfortunately got COVID. And that was very eye-opening as well because I miss go. I go, I do it, I don't care how sick I feel. And that shit reminded me to sit my ass down and really learn to take a few days to not do nothing. And that was hard for me, like not to do anything. Ooh, did I struggle with that? Can I be honest? I struggle so hard with that. I don't know how to sit my ass down sometimes. Gotta be real. Do not know how to sit my ass down for 5 minutes and be like, girl, what are you doing? So I had really just, I had to purposely like relax, relax. And shout out to one of my friends, Tatiana, who sent me food, DoorDash Colombian food. It was amazing. And she sent me una sopa that I really needed, honestly, because a girl couldn't get no groceries. I was by myself. And I'm like, I feel like crap. I did do like a ship it order sent to my door. I was like drinking Pedialyte. The first 2 days were rough, but I was managing at the third day, I was starting to feel better. But I had like a lingering cough for like honestly a month and a half later after having COVID. It was like this little dry cough. At first, I thought it was allergies, but soon came to find out it wasn't because I was just, my body was hurting. Like it, I felt like a truck hit me. It was just horrible. So I got better from that. I healed from that. And I'm continuing my packing through all this. I just sit my ass down, even trying to pack while I was sick. I'm like, what are you doing? Like, what are you doing? So these months have really taught me to really be mindful of me, be mindful how I have to take my health serious, right? Because there's only one of me. There's only one of you. And if we're not here in this world to shine our, our light or whatever it is that you're trying to accomplish, you'll be gone in a heartbeat. So that really made me realize that even more, right? So fast forward, I'm here in Atlanta. I said bye to Houston, which was very hard for me. And it's probably one of the first places besides home, New York, where I kind of struggled a little bit to not want to leave, be honest. So I don't know if I really wanted to leave Texas, even though I knew that I can grow more right where I'm at right now. Texas has been good to me. I have no complaints besides the heat. Lord, that heat, I think that I feel like that's the summers in Texas is like laying inside an oven. And like it's just so disrespectful. It's so hot. Particularly Houston, because that's the area that I live in. I don't know about other places, but Houston was home for me for 6 years, and I really grown to love Houston a lot. It was never a city that I thought that I never even had Houston in my mind to move to. I tell this story all the time. And when I did, the crazy thing was like the easiest move I ever done, ever. Moving to Texas was like so easy breezy. Everything got managed. It was different, but some things have really happened that led for me to move to Atlanta, because of opportunities and things like that. They're just here. Atlanta just offers different types of opportunities that unfortunately Texas doesn't, in certain aspects. So it was really hard. It was getting to a point where I started making friends there. It was hard for me to say bye to like my nail tech, my eyebrow lady, my dentist. Things that people that you create, friendships that you've been going and servicing for years, and it was hard. It really was. It was some of the routine that I had in Texas was hard to kind of like say goodbye to. But you know what? In this space where I'm at now, I'm really in this growth space. And I know that Atlanta is going to afford me to do a lot of things that I won't talk about until they're done. That's where I'm at. I won't talk about things until they're completely achieved. And I'm starting to really do that, just to really there's a lesson learned from me a long time ago about sharing some things. That when you don't do certain things, people hold you to that. Not really hold you like an accountable, but more like, oh, you didn't do that. You said you was gonna do this. So I'm not gonna put myself out there to say certain things for it to be in that kind of space or energy. So that being said, I'm managing things different. I'm being more conscious about things, and I'm in real big growth space. I'm excited to see what Atlanta has to offer, what I'm going to be doing here, how I stretch. I've been stretching, boy, I've been stretching career-wise, educational-wise, as an individual. So I'm pushing my limits and beyond because I know I can do it and I want to and I want to grow and I want to see what Mimi can do. And she can do a lot, giving myself the chance and the opportunity that I always talk about and putting that in full gear. I've been doing that this year and I've impressed myself like, damn, bitch, you really doing this. And I am. And I want to embrace that. I want to give myself the credit because I deserve to. So I just wanted to share a little bit of this journey of me being in Atlanta now. I'm also seeing how I'm going to continue with this podcast. Am I going to continue with the podcast? And if I do, in what way? It has to make sense for me, to share. So I'll keep you guys posted. As always, I appreciate you listening because you could be anywhere in the world, but you're here with me. On to the next one. Have a good one, beautiful people. Hey, gorgeous people, one last thing. You can find the podcast on the following platforms: Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, Breaker, Castbox, Overcast, Pocket Cast, and Radio Public. You can listen to the podcast really on any platform that you prefer to listen to this episode or any of my episodes. And one last thing, leave us a review on iTunes. That's the way they can find us. The more the reviews are on there, the more the podcast gets to be seen. As always, I appreciate you guys. And until the next one, have a good one.